Welcome to episode 419 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps us to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Donna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Lindsay, and George. So picture this. You're on a beautiful sandy beach, basking in the glow of a glorious full moon, waves crashing softly on the shore in playful competition with the soft, sweet sounds of music drifting down from one of the most luxurious, all-inclusive resorts in Cancun. Is this heaven? No, my friend. This is LeBlanc. Recently, Outlander travel agent Lindsay had the opportunity to experience luxury without limits at the beautiful LeBlanc Spa Resort in Cancun and is here to share all about it. So let's get started. So tell us about the resort.
So when you walk in LeBlanc, the white, you know, it really is. It is beautifully, stunningly white. Everything's white. So if that's not your aesthetic, it can be a little jarring. But in this setting, on this glorious beach, you know, with the atmosphere there, this entire property to me oozes romance. It's very, very elegant. The rooms are quite large. They have that the same standard size. I think the blueprint that most of the properties that we go to in Cancun have. You enter the room and there's a glorious marble bathroom and a bathtub, and then the room at the other end. And all of these, there's like 200, correct me if I'm wrong, George, because I know you're the statistics dude, but it's like 259 ocean and lagoon view rooms at this property. There are 6 restaurants.
So when you say lagoon view, is this is in the hotel zone, right?
Yes.
So some will be facing ocean and then some is more street side, but that's like overlooking.
Overlooking the lagoon. But where this is a really, I'm a picky beach person. You know, that's like, I got to get out on the beach. And if it's not just so, I don't want to be there. And this stretch of beach is perfect. It's darn near perfect where it is, how it's sheltered, in the little alcove there. I think 23 kilometers from the airport.
Kilometers? Yeah. Now I got to do math.
I know.
See, 5 kilometers is 3 miles. So if it's 25 kilometers, it's like 15 miles from the airport.
But there are 6 bars, there's 4 pools. They do have an infinity pool that's absolutely stunning. And I may be a little biased about how gorgeous this place is at night, but with the lighting, the way that it's done. And then, of course, we had a full moon when I was there. So we had moonlight as well. It really did look like you were stepping into a catalog, if that makes any sense. Like you were just right into one of those Photoshop pictures where the beach looks immaculate and pristine. And the service was, I was so having experience with a true butler in the past, I kind of didn't know what to expect here service wise. Having a butler team, having personalized butler service where it's given over a team of butlers rather than your own individual butler, how that would be different. But they went above and beyond, and I was very impressed with the service. Was very impressed with the food.
So do all the cabins? Do all the rooms get a butler? All the categories?
Yes, every single person who stays on property has butler service, and there are separate butler teams. There's the butler teams that work with the rooms, and then there are the butlers that are down by the beach. But it's the kind of service where if you walk up, they're already asking you what you need or helping you find a seat on the beach or getting something ready for you. It's not it's above and beyond service. So I would put it somewhere a step above having like a cruise ship butler, if that makes sense, but not quite the same tier as, but if you stay butler level at Sandals, I don't think that's a good comparison or not, but it's somewhere in there, having a team of people versus a one or two dedicated.
Now, this is not an all-inclusive, correct?
It is an all-inclusive. Yes, yeah. It is. It's an all-inclusive. There are two currently. There's this one and there's one in Cabo. The one in Cancun and one in Cabo. And I had a little birdie tell me recently that this company has also acquired some properties in Europe. No. So we will
all right.
Probably see some expansion from LeBlanc.
So you could, if you wanted to do this kind of luxury, you know, like test out a butler, you could get the Lagoon View.
Yes. Okay. Get the Lagoon View. Now the one thing to note, they have French balconies at this property. There are balconies you can go sit out on, but they're only in certain categories, at the top two category tiers of rooms. So if having a balcony to sit, open your door and actually go sit out on is important, you need to be in one of the top tier categories in order to get that balcony. Otherwise, all the other balconies will have that French balcony that you just open up and you're not going to stand out there because it's just that bar.
Is this property like kind of like a high rise or is it kind of spread out?
It's a winged.
Okay.
So, high rise, like, you know,
it's almost like a horseshoe shape.
Yeah. Like a horseshoe shape, but not really. It's,
that's interesting that they have like Lagoon View then, because that would have to be in the U part of it, you know? Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, because you're looking at their man-made lagoon in the center. You're looking at the pool.
I'm thinking of different then. I'm thinking like you're looking up over the road.
No, because they have several different pool areas, and there's like a quiet pool area. There is a...
So it's just a water view, kind of.
Yeah.
Not ocean.
Yeah. So they're, you know, all your typical amenities, like 24-hour... in-room dining. What kind of sets this apart, your experience, your personalized butler service starts the moment you get there. They're the first people that you meet the butler team. You sit down to check in. They take care of everything for you. They'll, just much like other butler service, they'll unpack your clothes if you want them to and repack. You get set up with a not just a pillow menu, but you get a menu for this is another place. I know I feel like a weirdo because I'm always talking about how good every place smells. this property has its own very distinctive fragrance. And one of the things that I do love about them is that it's kind of built into their service to go above and beyond, kind of like to surprise you. So you don't kind of, there are quite a few moments, so if they'll see the opportunity, they will go above and beyond to enhance your stay, and you can do that with pretty much every aspect of your stay here. You can, from the scent in your room to the type of pillow you have, the soap menu, like the
fresh soap menu.
Yes. Yeah, so you get all of the amazing products in the room, premium bath products in the room, but you also get a soap menu, and it's freshly milled. Is that what you call it? Milled?
Mm-hmm. Like that. So I buy that stuff all the time.
The butler, awesome. Actually, you pick what you want and he slices it, he or she will slice it off for you and bring it to you. And it's just, it's kind of a very great sensory experience. And one of the things I did love about this property, as luxurious as it is, I didn't feel like they were trying to mask over the culture of that area. The food felt very authentic to me. There's even like a churro truck. You get a churro truck, which is amazing.
I'm done with that.
top shelf alcohol, fantastic singers, great band that goes back and forth between the properties, between Cabo and Cancun as well, as their house band. More of a laid back feeling, though. This is not a party property by any means. This is not your
It's adult only though, right?
Yes, it's adult only. I think you could have a great party there with whoever you bring, but I don't think that that's the general atmosphere. The impression I got was very relaxed and romantic.
That was, it's been a while since I visited the one in Cancun, but I remember thinking it seemed like perfect honeymoon property.
Yes, very and so customizable. So anybody who stays there can use the spa amenities where you're not getting an actual service where they're doing your hair or touching you. So you can use the water features and you can use all of the hydrotherapy, everything in the spa. But they have like 19 treatment rooms and 7 of them are for couples. So you can get these incredible couple designed experiences, and that kind of goes out and flows throughout the whole resort. So you can get your own dinner on the beach, you can have your own private catamaran. There's all these little customizable features that you can add on to your vacation that to make it that much more special and over the top if you want to. And from the local private guides going out to everything from sport fishing, although if it was my honeymoon and my husband wanted to go sport fishing, I think I'd be.
Well, I have a friend that would go sport fishing right along with her husband, so go down with that.
Going to the ruins or private beach cabanas and dinners and tastings and things like that. So
how was the food? Did you eat?
The food was incredible. I ate every single thing I could cram in my mouth. The food is great. The booze is top shelf, which is very important, I think, in an all-inclusive property. The wine was good. The service was above and beyond. I can't.
Were you there for a site inspection or for just a?
I was there for a site inspection in the evening. We had a special party.
Gotcha.
See a little bit of what their entertainment is like, and I have to say it made me want to get married on a beach. We had,
but you're married.
I know, but I can get married to the same guy on a beach.
You can remarry him. I'm remarried to my husband every 10 years.
Look, we didn't have a wedding, so but it was
to redo the contract.
It was like they had ordered a full moon for us. Beautiful moonlight coming down, and the beach and the waves were so soft and gentle, and they had this amazing band, and they had the food truck set up, and they had the churro truck, and they had all of these different food stations all around. With the lights and call like the Christmas, I don't want to call them Christmas lights, but the light strings outside. It was very romantic, and I did feel a little guilty for not being there with my husband, but definitely impressed with that area and with what you could do. And I think it would be perfect for a wedding.
Yeah, I think it'd be perfect for a honeymoon. I forgot what I was going to ask. Never mind. Speak among yourselves.
I see that they seem to take their tea there very seriously.
Yes, they have a high tea. They have daily.
Yeah, some of the flavors, and even the I found on their website the soap menu.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. My wife would really like that too.
Yeah, I think that it's those little touches, like the little things that sound when I think sometimes when you read all online or you read it out, even us, when we read it for our clients and we're like, oh yeah, this just sounds really good. There's no, I really don't need this. But then you're there and you're getting to hold it or experiencing it. And it's such a completely different mindset, because you're now I'm walking into it and I'm like, yeah, I do actually would love to have a pillow menu, and I would love to pick out myself.
Yeah, let me get some more soap here. Yeah. I actually am one of those people that buys bars of soap, and I love scented soaps and stuff. I buy those from craft fairs all the time. I love that.
That was one of my souvenirs. I took the soap.
Yeah, nice.
So they did they have different flavors?
Yeah, and it's so weird I use that word too, but
because I'm really funny about soap.
Yeah, they have different scents, different features. They each had different features to them.
And well, that just gives you a little heads up about what I think about when I want it. I want to smell flavor, so I want it to smell like food.
I mean, I like lemon, but I also like peppermint. Yeah. I like Christmas tree smells when it's Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess I wouldn't think about going to Cancun and getting like a Christmas tree smell, but I would get a lemon one or maybe a chocolate.
Agave.
Agave, yes. You know? Oh, and then when we left, they had cupcakes waiting to surprise us, and they were just the most beautifully decorated. I almost felt guilty eating the cupcake. I was just so...
Like, almost, but not quite.
Almost, but not quite, because it was really, really good.
Yes.
Everything yes. I ate there was really, really good. So, yeah, I really liked it. I was very, very impressed.
So is there an age to this property that it should be for younger people, older people, middle age?
I don't think so. I've personally sent everyone here from, you know, 30s to 70s or 60s. It's really more of a romance feel. This is, I personally, I think as much as I love to travel solo places, this would be a place that it would be hard for me to be without the one I love. This is just, it just oozes romance.
I like that it oozes.
Yes, it oozes romance and service. And this is, if you're looking for a way to impress that special person, I think this is the resort. If Mexico's your, Cancun's your destination, I think this is where you need to take them.
Do they have swim out suites?
No.
No? Okay. Sorry, George.
Yep.
Well, it's off your list.
It is.
There's two pool bars.
No.
That works for me.
I don't, so someday I'm going to have to figure out why you love this swim out resort, because the only way I'd like a swim out suite is if it swam right up to the pool bar, and that's just going to be really busy outside my window.
Most of them do. So at least when we go to the Majestic, there's a pool bar at one end of the swim out, so you can swim out yours and down the length of the building.
I think key takeaways here are maybe a little more elegant.
Oh yeah.
Find this is a, I think this is a dip your toe into, if you still want to do an all inclusive to try and save a bit of money, and you want some of those more posh features that you're going to get with a luxury property, this is a good,
cool,
good bet. So
I need to go back.
I know. That's all I kept thinking when I was there was, I just need to bring my husband here.
Well, that's our show for this week. We want to thank you for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Sandy, George, Lindsay, and myself, Donna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.